and welcome to OSCE-8 podcasts. For further revision material, please visit www.osce-aid.co.uk. We hope you enjoy listening. Dealing with a complaint. This podcast will teach you how to deal with a complaint from a patient in an OSCE scenario. Many people find this type of situation challenging, as there is the potential for the interaction to become defensive or confrontational. As long as you're aware of these pitfalls and you have a structured and empathetic approach, you should be able to handle these kinds of stations well. The following example can give more of an idea of how to approach a patient complaint.
You're in FY2. A patient attends your surgery in the GP practice. She explains that she was very distressed and upset when one of the partners examined her breast last week, and she feels he behaved inappropriately.
As in all communication stations, make sure you clearly introduce yourself, state your role, and gain consent beforehand. In this kind of station, it's important to identify the patient's agenda and to express empathy early. Thank the patient for coming in to discuss this with you and acknowledge that this must be extremely difficult to talk about. Apologise that she felt uncomfortable in this situation and note that by doing this you're not accepting the premise that your colleague behaved inappropriately. Always remember that an apology is not an admission of guilt, and often all patients are looking for is an apology which is not difficult to give them. You will lose points in these stations if you do not apologise clearly and early on. After this, ask for more information about what happened, if the patient feels able to discuss it. Remember, while your colleague may have indeed behaved badly, it's also more than possible that he simply failed to clearly communicate why a breast exam was necessary, or that the patient did not feel comfortable with him for whatever reason. In this station, it might be helpful to clarify if a chaperone was present.
Firstly, I'd like to thank you for coming in to talk to me about this. I appreciate that it can be very difficult to discuss this kind of problem, and I'm grateful that you've come in to talk about it. I'd also really like to apologise that you've experienced so much distress following this incident. I hope that we can talk about it a little bit more today and make a plan with where we go from here. If you feel comfortable, could you tell me more about what happened and what made you feel uncomfortable about the situation at the time?
After this, you can explore the patient's concerns a bit more. Ask the patient where they would like this to go next. They may want some kind of disciplinary action to be taken, they may be keen to remain anonymous, or they may want this to go no further. You do not have to agree to any of their requests specifically. In fact, it would be more prudent not to make promises that are likely to be unsustainable, like anonymity.
Have you thought about where you would like this to go next? Was there something in particular you were hoping for when you made this appointment to discuss it with me today?
Elaborate on ways that you can offer help, make a constructive plan, and continue to explore the patient's concerns. As a junior doctor in the practice, this is a situation that clearly needs to be escalated to a partner. Explain to the patient that she has done the right thing by discussing this with you and that you will take it very seriously. Explain that you will discuss it with a partner at the practice, obviously other than the one in question, and that after this it might be helpful to meet again to discuss this further if that's something that she would want to do. Make sure you ask if there's anything else you can do now or if there are any other outstanding worries. Something to consider here is not to worry if you don't know the exact process for a complaint of this nature in the community. As long as you treat the patient with respect and empathy and you show an awareness of the seriousness of this matter by escalating it, you will have responded appropriately. Remember that this situation does not need to be entirely resolved during this conversation. Sometimes making a second appointment to discuss the situation further is acceptable, and many of these situations will need to be discussed with a senior member of team. Indicating to the examiner that you know when to properly escalate highlights your understanding of ethical and medico-legal issues.
We take this kind of situation very seriously at the practice. As a junior doctor, I'll need to discuss this with one of the senior partners and get some guidance about where to take this next. If you'd like, we can make a further meeting to discuss what might happen. Thank you again for coming to talk to me about this. I can see it's been very difficult for you.
Some key points to remember in these kind of conversations is that it's always important to show empathy and respect for the patient. It's at least as, if not more important than the content of what you actually say. Secondly, if the patient is complaining and feels that they have been treated badly, always apologise. If the patient is upset enough to be making a complaint, you already need to be apologising. Finally, try not to commit yourself if you're not sure. Admitting that this is a very serious matter and that you're not exactly sure how to handle it, but that you will escalate it appropriately, is 100% better than making something up and committing to something that might not be appropriate. We hope that this podcast has given you tips on how to manage a complaint. Please do listen to our other OSCE Aid podcasts on communication and history-taking skills.